Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Kapp with RM Stout at Jamestown. And Tara, welcome back to our show.
Warren, we're just such a good team, you and I.
You know what? You need to get back into radio.
Well, you and I could have some fun, buddy.
Yeah, we could. Tara Kapp with RM Stout. She's here today to talk to us about the 11th annual Running of the Pink, which is coming up on June 2nd. It's already been a whole other year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even feel like it was that long ago that the 10th annual was held.
No, agreed. And for us at RM Stout, you know, you and I were just chatting about this, Warren, about how the last couple of years were incredibly huge years for this event and the dealership. So 2 years ago was the 75th anniversary for RM Stout, and that was our 9th anniversary for Running of the Pink. And then we go from that gigantic event and we hop into the 10th annual Running of the Pink. So we are coming off two just mammoth years for the event, and we're trying to keep that momentum rolling. For those of you who know what Running of the Pink is, you already know you're going to be there, unless for some reason you're out of town. We'll forgive you. That's okay. For those of you who have never been there, you know, find us online, really, and go to Facebook.com and find Running the Pink and just search through our photos, and you'll get an entire, you know, pictures are worth a thousand words, right? You'll see the entire depth of what this event means to us. So the Running of the Pink is a 5K walk run and a 10K run. And I know I can feel it through the vibes in the board here at the radio station. I heard people go, I don't run. Yeah. You're funny, Tara. Don't worry. I don't run either unless something is chasing me.
Exactly.
We can't get the word out enough that this is, yes, a competitive run for 5K and 10K runners. It is also a leisurely walk and a beautiful morning for anyone else who wants to be involved. All fitness levels, all ages. This is a family-friendly, everything-friendly, everyone-friendly event. So. Yes. If you have never even purchased a pair of running shoes, we still would love to see you here. So that's what the 5K walk comes in. We have, and that's the majority of our event, you know, participants.
A lot of people do the walk.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, the last couple of years, we have just been to that 600 membership mark or participant march. Man. And about 400 of those participants are walkers.
Yeah.
Yes. So we love, just put the kids in a stroller and come out for a good hour and take a beautiful walk with hundreds of other people who are wearing pink shirts and hugging and smiling and doing the selfies and tagging RM Stout and Running of the Pink and tears, and it's just a blast. And there's so much going on that day too. So
100% again, the Running of the Pink, the 11th annual, June 2nd, that's coming up. And we didn't even get to the best part too, Tara, because this has been held now going on 11 years, and it all raises money for such a great cause.
Absolutely. And one thing that we kind of like to pat ourselves on the back, and actually we need to be patting Casey Stout on the back. You know, when it comes to a lot of events, especially smaller events, you know, the whole point of getting sponsors and raising money is because events like this are spendy.
Yes.
And so smaller events obviously need to get that community support to help pay for their marketing and their shirts and you name it. We are in a position, thanks to the Stout family, to where all of that marketing and the t-shirts and the insurance and all the doodads behind the scenes, Casey cuts the check himself.
Yeah.
That way, so when you register or you donate or you're a sponsor of the event, 100% of your proceeds go to the cause. And the cause, you say, is what? Well, we are trying to fight breast cancer.
Yes.
Obviously, that word just puts shivers down people's spines. It is way too common in this area, and we're tired of it, and we're fighting it as much as we can. So we have partnered with Central Valley Health in Jamestown, as well as the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Both of those fantastic organizations have funds available to make it to where you have no excuses. You've heard of the program, hopefully. If you haven't, I just told you about it.
Yes.
The No Excuses program makes it to where there are absolutely no barriers for you as a woman or a man to get necessary cancer screenings, including breast cancer and cervical cancer. Men, I know you just laughed at me. You can That's be true. Diagnosed with breast cancer.
I have learned in the last like 3 years, because I've talked about the new 3D mammography. Mm-hmm. I've talked about breast screenings. I've talked to the mammographers there, and they're like, you can get checked too. And I'm like, really?
Really?
It blows your mind. It really does.
Well, you know, just, I know guys, you're like, I don't have breasts. Yeah, I have pecs.
Right.
Yes, understandable. But the tissue is the same.
Exactly.
And that's the tissue that can contract this cancer. And so we want to say there's no barriers. So there's individuals out there listening that have gone, you know, I've never had a mammography. Maybe you're scared of getting it. Maybe you have a large history and there's something there that's just blocking you from going. Maybe you have no insurance and you can't afford it. Maybe you do have insurance, but it doesn't cover everything. Maybe you live outside of the Jamestown area. You have no way of getting here. There are absolutely no barriers now because of the No Excuses program that the hospital offers, as well as partnership with Central Valley Health. So If you are listening to us right now, A, thank you. And B, you do not have to stop getting those screenings.
Yes.
This program is here to help. So in the last 10 years, we have helped raise over $100,000.
Wow.
And it stays right here for our immediate area. All of that, every amazing. Single penny.
It really, it's amazing. There's been a lot of community support. A lot of businesses have gotten involved with this. No excuses. I do have the date on that. That's June 11th.
Yes,
that,
June 11th.
That is coming up. Tara Kapp again with RM Stout joining us on Let's Talk About It. Running of the Pink, such a huge event for the community of Jamestown and the area. Again, it's benefiting the No Excuses program. 5K walk run and 10K run on June 2nd. And we were talking also off air, Tara, this is, you know, you've had big years these last 2 years. This is a big year for a lot of the employees at RM Stout, too.
It is. There isn't anyone who's listening to our voices right now who has not somehow, shape, or form. You've heard me say this every time I get on the air. You've all been touched by cancer, whether it was a friend, a family member, yourself, perhaps. We've all seen it,
yep.
And we all know that it just bites the big one. Unfortunately, we lost one of our dear friends and employees on New Year's Eve. Barb Geffro was in our office. She was our accounts payable, our accounts receivable, and she was our sunshine. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer a few years. I have a huge family history of cancer in my family. I've watched it. And I have seen that woman fight harder than most people I know. And never once did she lose her smile. Never once did she lose her positive attitude. And she fought like a banshee. And unfortunately, cancer took over. And we're tired of it.
Yeah.
And so every one of our employees, maybe they'd never been that close to that type. They've known somebody, but maybe they weren't that close to, watching how people go through treatments and what they have to, what they have to fight.
Yeah.
And every one of our employees knew Barb's fight. They knew her story. And so this, and that the running of the pink was always close to Barb's heart, even before she was diagnosed.
100%.
Yeah. And so for us there at the dealership, we always knew this was important. Everyone does. But now it's like we have this bigger inner fire because, gall darn it, we lost Barb. And we don't want to have a story like that for anyone ever, ever, ever again.
No.
And so this one is this is Barb's run, man. We are there to just say, Barb, gall darn it, we love you, we miss you, we're not going to stop fighting. Her family's coming out in full force.
Awesome.
And her story is not uncommon.
Yeah.
And that's what just eats at us. We just can't stand that. Nobody can.
No.
And so, we have so many people that send in messages and they're logging onto our Facebook and they're telling us what's going on or they're tagging us in there and they're saying, you know what, my friend, my aunt, my mom, myself, my grandmother, they're giving us those stories and we don't want to hear them anymore.
No.
So that's what this 11th annual is for. And folks, we really, really, really hope that you'll help us fight this. So I tell you what, June 2nd is the date. Now, we are 3 weeks away. And coming up, yeah. Mm. And there's so many ways you can register.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We have flyers all over town. You can stop into the dealership. You can get a hold of us. We can email you the printable flyer. They're in the Jamestown Sun as well. You can print those out. They'll be in the next 3 weeks. You can get those.
Awesome.
You can go online and register. Stoutcars.com. Go to the Facebook page for Running of the Pink. There's online registration. Go to the RM Stout Facebook page. There's online registration. Or you can print the forms there. There's forms everywhere.
Yeah.
But we do offer a break if you do register before this Saturday. So right now, anyone under the age of 12 and under, I should say, or if you're 60 and over, it's $15.
Okay.
Adults are 20. And then after this Saturday, so a week from today, it just bumps up $5.
Okay.
And with that, you get to be in the event. You get to know that your money goes directly to the cause that we just chatted about. And you get a t-shirt. We got a swag bag. I mean, you name it, you got it. It's all there. Now, in the last few years, too, we've started, we've always given away prizes.
Yes.
Of course, top three men, top three women in the 5K and the 10K do get awards. So if you're fast, there you go.
Yeah,
you
can, right? Because we're not, right?
We're like, oh, we'll run after the ice cream
sure,
truck.
Yeah.
But, that lasts a block, right? And then I'm done. I think I'm allergic to running. I get sweaty. My skin is all red.
I breathe heavily.
Yes!
I just can't do it.
I'm pretty positive. Yeah. It's an allergic reaction.
That's terrible. You got me thinking about running now, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Done. I'm taking the day off.
June 2nd is the upcoming Running of the Pink. We'll have Tara on again probably in the next couple of weeks, too.
Give you an update.
Yeah, we'll get an update where you can still go to register, maybe talk about the route that you're taking. And again, we'll talk more about the program that it benefits. But Tara, right now, anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, I do want to quick talk about our sponsors. You know, I mentioned before our sponsors, and these guys come on knowing that they're just sponsoring the event because they're helping. You know, that is fantastic. Yeah. And so you and I talked a little bit off air about the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. They're another massive sponsor. Miss Vivian from the Pink Heels Tour, the pink fire truck is going to be there again this year. So excited that they keep joining us. And we need to give a big round of applause to the Jamestown Rural Fire Department, as well as Budweiser Valley Sales and We Drive for a Cure. Between those three sponsors, this was months ago, they already gave us, $3,400.
Wow.
Just to start the event off.
Just to start it.
Yeah, and the We Drive for a Cure, you know, the Iverson family and all of their friends, they're the individuals that drive the taxis during Running of the Green. Mm-hmm. They donated $1,400 from those taxi rides. So awesome. If you took a taxi, you gave them money, you're helping Running
of the
Pink.
You're helping it out, yeah.
Same with Budweiser Valley Sales. They just said, here, we're cutting a check. We know how important Running of the Pink is, and they did that for us. We can't thank them enough. Of course, our other sponsors as well, Anytime Fitness. They know the importance of running and walking, and they've always been behind us. IDK Bar and Grill has been there from the get. We have Edgewood Senior Living, Qual Chiropractic, Unison Bank, AgriCover, University of Jamestown, Total Transformation, Mike Romans. The replay channel is always there helping us out, just like you guys are here at AM 1400. You guys are taking pictures, posting them
Love
for
it.
Us, making
yes.
us famous online. D&B Portables, Pizza Ranch, Plantation Coffee Bar, Women's Way, U.S. Bank, Jamestown Sun, Two Rivers Activity Center, Cavendish Farms. All of you have continued to make this a success. We can't thank you enough for putting us on your logs of giving us some money, and it's just fantastic. So, yeah, we also want to make a quick notion that prizes are available for the largest family team, for the largest business team, and crowd favorite costume.
Oh, love it.
Deck it out,
yeah,
people. Come
so
on.
Fun. It is a lot of fun. Again, June 2nd, Running of the Pink coming up. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.